Tell us about that picture next to you, what that means to you.
It means everything. This is my grandma, Myrtle Collins. Like I said, I made a promise to her before she passed away, which was I was going to get out of Oakland, California, get out of Richmond, California, go to Division One, and you know, live my dream, which is to play in the NFL. And like I say about 30 seconds later, she closed her eyes and passed away. And that promise, it just means everything to me. I mean, without that promise, I probably wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. And that's the honest truth. I mean, like I said, growing up where I come from, I mean, a lot of guys don't make it this far. I mean, a lot of guys don't even make it through middle school without either getting killed, going to jail, or you know, just getting into that gang life. And for me, my grandmother, I mean, the reason I stayed out of that was because we just watched wrestling all day. I mean, Booker T was our favorite wrestler. And he actually hit me up on Twitter and, you know, and just told me, just, you know, make your grandma proud. Good luck to everything. And, you know, keep doing it for her. And like I said, him doing that, I mean, that meant a lot because he meant a lot to me and her, and just, you know, a reason why I never got in trouble.
Talk about Coach Jeff Albrick, who's here in Atlanta. You know, and had you for a year out there at UCLA.
Like I said, he recruited me out of JUCO. And I remember the first time I met him, I was in the weight room, and I had a feeling some UCLA coaches was coming, so I had a cut-off shirt on, and I've been, you know, just trying to flex. So I walked over to him, you know, looking all swole, and he was like, man, you little. I'm like, what? I mean, I'm over there doing curls and biceps, but like I said, great coach, man. I mean, like I said, I enjoyed, I mean, having that year with him, and I understand he had to do the best decision for him and his family, which is move to the Atlanta Falcons, but just to be able to see him on a visit again when I did take a visit to Atlanta and just, you know, just talk to him and just, you know, basically Atlanta knew everything about me. I mean, I didn't really have to say anything. I just had to, you know, just go there and just do whatever they wanted me to do. But just be able to be back with him, his spirit, I mean, I can't wait to get down there and work.
How's the rehab going with the shoulder, and what's the timetable for you?
Rehab is going great. Like I said, I've been getting rehab Monday through Saturday. And like I said, timetable, couldn't really tell you. I'm only doing what I can control, which is, I mean, go to rehab every day, twice a day, and just stick with it.
What do you know about the Falcons' defense so far?
I do know they had the Patriots up 28-3, and they kind of just ran out of gas. I mean, like I said, the biggest thing is, like I said, they do have Vic Beasley, Dwight Freeney, and them guys are, you know, the top pass rushers in the NFL. And for me, I understand if I could just, you know, it's for a D lineman, it's hard to rush every single play. And it's just hard to do. So if I could just go out there and, you know, third down, second down, whatever, just to get them guys a break and continue the pass rush, man, who knows how far we'll go.
If you could describe your game, how would you?
I'm relentless. Got heart, I do got the best motor in this class. And, I mean, a lot of guys don't run to the ball. I mean, a lot of guys jog to the ball, or a lot of guys don't jog to the ball. And for me, like I said, if a quarterback is scrambling, I want to be right there in his face scrambling with him to force a bad throw, even if you don't get the sack. I mean, a bad throw is just as good as a sack. I mean, I can say it is, but, I mean, look at the Packers game. I mean, if somebody was rushing him, he probably would never made that good throw on the sideline. But, like I said, just – I'm just somebody that's go hard no matter what. I mean, if it's a screen pass, I'm chasing it down. I mean, like I said, I do understand there's a lot of things I need to work on. Like I said, with the great coaching staff of the Atlanta Falcons, I know I'll be a great player.
Spoke with Falcon great Deion Sanders. What did he say to you after your on-camera interview?
He basically told me he loved Atlanta, and I got to find a way to He said, it's good for me to have that emotion, that fire. He said, I just need to find a way just to manage it. I mean, like I said, I probably went on stage and probably said a few curse words and kind of slipped up, probably got fined already before I even got my contract. But, but I mean, you just telling me I just got to, you know, be able to, you know, control it, but keep it as well because, I mean, that's who I am and that's how I play.
The shoulder injury, you actually played the entire season with, right? You got hurt in 2015.
Yeah, I got hurt my junior year against Arizona State and basically played it for two seasons. I mean, like I said, a lot of guys, I mean, I got near my a lot of guys wouldn't do that. And for me, it was like everybody is injured. I mean, ain't no excuses. If you can play, you can play. And like I said, I always want to play for my brothers at UCLA and, you know, do the best I can for them.
Did you know the extent of the injury when they told you recently?
Nah, not really. I mean, they start using all these big words, and I'm was like, I don't know what a glenoid is. Like, just tell me it's a bone socket. Like, why you got to use a glenoid? But all I knew was is just get surgery and, you know, get rehab and get better. I mean, my shoulder will be stronger than it ever been, and I'm just ready to get it healthy and, you know, produce.
Okay, so the initial thing I saw said, like, labrum and then a fracture in the socket. Is that?
Yeah, that's your glenoid. That's your glenoid. But I was telling the doctor, like, just tell me that. I don't know what a glenoid is. Just tell me it's your bone socket, man.
See, but now you can tell us that. See, we didn't know.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then 4 to 6 months is what from the time of the surgery? Is that accurate? Or?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Like I said, I mean, what I can tell you is I was supposed to be in a sling for 5 weeks. I got out in 3 weeks. So, and then the main reason for that was, I mean, rehab Monday through Saturdays. I mean, had the surgery March 6th, started rehab March 6th. So, I mean, timetable, I couldn't give you an exact time, but I do know I can control what I can control, which is just keep getting rehab and hopefully be ready by camp.
After you came in, worked out for the Falcons, did you see yourself ending up here?
Never worked out with the Falcons because, like I said, had the surgery for the shoulder. But, like I said, just the entire draft process is crazy. A lot of teams will tell you, like, we're going to pick you here, we're going to pick you there. So when they don't pick you, it's like, damn, like, where am I going? And, I mean, just for the Falcons to trade up, they must have knew something. They must have knew somebody was going to pick me up. I mean, I ain't going to say no names, but probably the star team or whatever, America's team, whatever you want to call them, I guess. I don't know. So they must have knew something, so they traded up to, you know, to get me. So it showed me that they really see something in me. Even with the shoulder injury, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful.
Did you have any questions for Coach Mora? Obviously, he coached here. Did you know that you may be coming here? Did you just kind of pick his brain about Atlanta at all?
I honestly had no idea. I mean, like, except the draft and the way it kind of, you know, with trades happening, I mean, like, they everybody was talking about this is the defensive draft. And, I mean, three receivers went in the top 10. I mean, people saw my, like, it was gonna be a D-line draft, line. I mean, just, I don't know. All I know is, I mean, I'm a Falcon and I'm excited.
The phone call you got from the Falcons, walk us through those few minutes. What did you talk about? Who'd you talk to? And what were your feelings?
Man, to be honest, all I heard was I was a Falcon, and that's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed to hear. And like I said, I was just ready, you know, just to, you know, put the hat on, shake the commissioner's hand, and, you know, hug my family. Like I said, this is only the beginning for me. Got a long ways to go.